All right, it is Thursday morning. Keith Klein and Sue Wanser both serve on the MCCSE school board and join us every Thursday morning. But this is a special Thursday because obviously the school year is wrapping up and graduation's right around the corner. Sue, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great because we're beginning the end of the school year with our commencement ceremonies, and this is what it's all about, isn't it?
Yep. Get that mortar board out. Get your gowns all dry cleaned and everything else. And the fun starts tonight, Keith.
Yeah, we have the graduation school tonight.
The graduation school is going to graduate. That's what they're there for, and by gosh, that's what's going on.
So it'll be over at the IMU, Sue, tonight.
Yes, tonight, and then tomorrow it's the Academy for Science and Entrepreneurship, also at the Union of Alumni Hall at 7. And then Saturday is South at 9:30 and North at 2 o'clock. And both of those two commencement ceremonies are in their own gyms, which we found out last year worked really, really well.
Home court advantage. Everybody's comfortable. Everybody knows where they're going, and it's a fun way to say goodbye to the old alma mater one final time.
They do such a great job. It doesn't really look that much like a gym when they get it all decked out.
No, get the balloons up and the streamers and everything else.
And drapes and everything. It's really
festive.
Nice.
Are you?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. It really is.
Are you reading names this year, Keith, at any of these?
Oh, no,
You are.
The principals do that.
Very nice. Well, I didn't know if they called in the expert.
Oh, no. No. No, you want to have someone that's been around those kids and knows those names and can pronounce them properly.
Oh, there you go. So fun times for all of that. And, again, watch out for the crowds around those schools at those times if you're out and about this weekend, because there'll be a lot of graduates and pictures being taken and traffic and everything else that goes with that. We wrapped up school this week, Sue, because we had a couple extra snow days, but other than that, it seemed like a pretty solid school year.
It sure has been a solid school year, and one of the ways that we can indicate that is that Monroe County Community School Corporation has 7 schools recognized by the Indiana Department of Education as 4-star schools, and this is the most that we've ever had. So, and this is not based on this year, it's based on last year, but what a great way to wrap up the year to have 7 schools recognized.
And 7 out of how many total? I think that's another important number to look at.
Right, it's a third of our schools, and the schools that were recognized are Binford, Childs, Jackson Creek Middle School, the Academy for Science and Entrepreneurship, Troy North Middle School, Uniondale Elementary School, and University Elementary School. So
fantastic.
Congratulations to those folks and to our entire school corporation, because we know that all of this is a very cooperative effort among everyone in our school corporation, the parents, the families, the community that comes together to support our schools. We couldn't do it without them, but I know we're really proud of our entire school corporation and those 7 schools I just mentioned.
Well, and we started off this morning talking a little bit about referendum, Sue, and you had a couple of things you wanted to point out on that one.
Well, I know that perhaps there are some people who have been concerned about survey questions that they're getting about the referendum, not understanding maybe the direction or the tone. Some people might think they're leading questions. It's actually our consultant, Springstead, and they're the ones who worked with us 7 years ago on the first referendum, and they're working with us again. And this is like in any other political campaign. I do not know the questions that are being asked. We can't know that because if everybody knew what it was, it would taint the survey. And they have a real high reliability rate in their surveys. And what people might be concerned about when they say leading questions is that they're testing messages. So they might say something, for instance, and again, I don't know what the question is. I'm just basing this on other political campaigns I've been involved with. The question might go something like, if you knew that the passage of the referendum would allow us to keep such and such programs or this many teachers, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for it? Or if you knew that without the referendum we would lose 80 teachers and then different programs, would you be more likely or less likely to vote for it? So again, I don't know that those are the questions, but those are the kinds of, that's the kind of question that surveyors do to test messages. So I am imagining that that's the kind of questions that people might be getting in a survey, which is almost concluded, by the way.
And the school board's role in all of this is hiring the firm to present these questions and make these calls and take these surveys, correct? You don't give them the instructions, so to speak?
What questions to ask? No.
No, we rely on them for their expertise in developing this type of referendum campaign. We rely on them to help guide us and lead us in how we should be doing this kind of referendum campaign. So, yeah, if we're going to hire the consultants and the experts, we're going to let them go ahead and take the lead on that.
And obviously they've been through this process once with you before, so it's it's a comfortable fit. And one referendum in, one referendum out. Also, Dr. Judy DeMuth sent out a letter to parents this week for, again, what's coming up. It was an important message from the MCCSE. It goes in to talk about the referendum and what's happening, so everybody's aware of it. And, again, just that shows you where you can go to get more information, more to get facts. So this is front of the line, and that's going to be the focus of the summer, isn't it, Sue?
Yeah, and Mike, I'm glad that you brought up that letter, because I know there have also been a couple concerns expressed with campaigning for the referendum or promoting the referendum, and people thinking that we are violating a law that prohibits the use of school property and school resources. That prohibition goes into effect once the school board passes the resolution to place this on the ballot in the
fall. Long do you have to, is there a drop dead date on when that has to be done, or can you hold off as long as you want so you can have all these other things to accomplish?
Right. We're holding off as long as we can, and so that resolution will be presented to the school board in the June board meeting at the end of June. And that's for a lot of logistical purposes because of ballot access and everything else. This has to be approved by the board, and it has to go to the election board. They have to have the wording correctly so that they can get it on the ballot correctly. So there are some logistics in the timing, and that we have to meet some county and state obligations. So that's why we're doing it. I think it's June 28th is our board meeting.
I think you're right.
And that's when we'll be taking up that resolution.
And Sue, one of the things that people need to know, you've already touched on it, is there's a lot going on in the background right now. There's a political action committee that's raising funds. There's a group of people that are spearheading the referendum committee. There's all kinds of things in terms of planning and organizing that are going on. And the day that all of this then is official, you're going to see a lot of things, and you're going to say, boy, that sure got mounted fast. No, they've been planning for this for a long time.
Right, and it is amazing to see how much of it has come together, and especially the tremendous number of volunteers who are already out working with this, whether it's at different organizational meetings. There's a presence at the farmers market, and there has been for the last few weeks with volunteers. And for me, this is the really neat thing. When I see that table at the farmers market, I always introduce myself to folks, and I don't know a lot of them. And that's a really good sign that we have people from all over the school corporation who might not have been active before, and now they're active. So I'm so excited to see so many people engaged in this process and wanting to help. And if people want to help, because people ask me this all the time, you can go to the website, which is yes4mccsc.org, and you can get the information about different volunteering opportunities, how you want to help, what's coming up. So I would encourage anybody who's interested in that to go to that website.
We're speaking with Sue Wanzer, who is a member of the Monroe County Community School Corporation School Board. And Sue, there's a lot that happens with respect to a referendum, and there are a lot of things that have to fall into place. Michael and I were speaking early this morning about why all of this is even necessary, but as we proceed, there will be more and more things. There's a fundraising effort already underway, because this will not be an inexpensive campaign to mount, and there's a lot of things that have to happen to make it all work.
Right, and you know, this is like any other political campaign, like it or not, that's the reality of it. And so in order to be able to get our messages out, you know, this is a huge community, the Monroe County Community School Corporation, you know, encompasses most of our county. So there's a lot of people to reach, a lot of voters to reach. 6 years ago when we did this, we have a lot of different people here now from 6 years ago. So it's a whole new education process, and so that takes money. And that money does not come from the school corporation. That is money that is donated by individuals in this community to help get the message out and to help educate people about the need for the referendum, which dates back a number of years ago when the state did some drastic cuts to all public schools, and individual school corporations had to find a way to manage with that. And our way of managing with that was a community that came forward and said, we value our schools, and we want to make sure there's the adequate amount of money there to operate them. So the community voted to approve that referendum, and I'm anticipating that we'll have that same kind of success in the fall.
Well, you hope so. If not, you're going to be in some big problems.
Well, that's the whole issue. And again, Mike, you know, we've talked about this, and you've been really good about emphasizing this. This is not a new tax. It's a continuing tax. And actually, for all those people out there who say taxes never decrease, we are decreasing the rate that is being asked. So the property tax that people have been paying for 6 years will now be lower. So I think that's remarkable, and that's due to some great financial management by our superintendent, our business manager, and a whole lot of people working in the school corporation to make sure that we are good stewards of that money, and we use it the best way possible.
I want to point out one other thing too, Sue, and that is that in the whole tenure of the previous, the one we are operating under now, referendum, we have never taken the full amount that was allocated by the taxpayers for us to take, and then the one that we're talking about next will be an even lower tax rate than the one we're operating on now.
Right, and you know, amazingly lower. I think the former tax rate was an average of $97 on a $150,000 home. That was 6 years ago. That was the average price. This time it's anticipated that it will be $86 on an average home, which right now is valued at $165,000. So to me, that's a tremendous decrease in a tax, and we're going to be able to continue the kinds of things that we've done. And I'll point out, and you've said this before too, Keith, our graduation rate since right. the referendum passage has increased. We now have 7 four-star schools. We've never had that many before. The most we ever had was a couple, 2 or 3 years ago when we had 5. So the money, you know, and I know people complain, well, you can't just throw money at things to fix it. Well, in terms of public education, especially when so much was cut,
Take a number with everybody else. Here, you know, let's fix the water thing. That's going to go up. Everybody's bills right. going up there. Hey, look, the local. Now, what do we call it now? It was the public safety tax last week? This week, it's got a new acronym. So it's the LOIT this week.
So we'll probably
call it the LOIT next week, just to make sure everybody's a little bit more confused on everything. So you're right there in the middle of it. Everybody's got their hand out. Everybody's asking for money. You should just fit right in with the gang.
Well, yeah, but
that's the good
like
news. At least, Sue, at least you're not the only people doing it. Everybody's mm-hmm. looking for their money, so you don't have to sit there and say, "Well, it's different for us." Because, well, no, everybody's got their hand out. Put yours out as well. Put the hat out. Absolutely.
Well, and I will
but
say,
our hand,
go ahead, Sue.
We're asking for less money though than what we have over the last 6 years. We're asking for a decrease in taxes, and that's not too disparaging.
Well, and my point is,
and
I'm giving you a backhanded compliment here. At least when you ask for money, you show the programs it goes to. You show right. which teachers it's or assistants or classroom leaders or readers or whatever else. Everybody else is just like, "Ah, give us the money. We'll tell you what we're going to do with it later."
Well, and let me throw
so
in one other
the,
thing here,
right
too,
to
which people need to know.
Thank you, Mike, for that.
The number one reason that people want to locate to a community is, number one, the quality of the schools. So we got an economic development issue here. We've got an issue of educating people who can go out and get jobs in other places, those kinds of things. It's all that. Now, I want to throw in one other thing because I was at a meeting last night at Fairview School. And this isn't too well known right now, Mike, and we'll talk about it next time a little more. But Fairview is an artful learning school. It also now, beginning this fall, will become a performing arts artful learning school. So we're adding dance, We're adding drumming. We're adding theater. We're adding music all to the Artful Learning, which is all done around an academic program. And I was at a meeting last night that had parents and community leaders there, and there is a level of excitement unlike you have seen in a long time.
Excellent.
Well, yeah, and Keith, there's also studio art, and that's one
right.
of the things I hear parents talk about. Their kids so excited.
2D and 3D art. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like
well, and the great thing, Sue, is its community is coming in to do this. So you've got art people from all over the community. You've got ceramicists. You've got artists. You've got watercolorists. You've got drama people. You've got music people that are going to be coming in and helping, as they helped last year to bring Fairview School from an F school to a C school.
Right.
Well, great
news. And Keith, that's really the key. It's the community that supports
right.
us. And I will say that I just recently saw on Facebook from Roger Sears, who is a leader in the Indiana Coalition for Public Education. He said that he posted that the board of directors of the Monroe County Apartment Association has voted to support the referendum. So people are starting to get on board with support and endorsement, and that's wonderful for us.
All right, Sue, great job. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. When we talk to you next, it will be June. That sounds weird to say, but it's true.
It will be. Isn't that weird? It's
nah,
going to be June.
We just keep on. The train keeps rolling down the tracks. I'm just happy to have a
That's
seat
okay.
in the caboose. Thanks for your time, as always. We appreciate it.
Okay.